What do you do if you're Caoimhín Kelleher? What's your sense from Caoimhín Kelleher's reaction to You'll Never Walk Alone?
She's having a great time.
The body language experts.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from both the Manchester United and Tottenham camps as both sides put themselves in a strong position for the Europa League final last night. Roisin Littlejohn explains why the domestic league needs to progress and develop, and we'll hear from managers and players ahead of another big weekend of League of Ireland action. But first to last night, and Manchester United recorded a brilliant 3-0 win away to Athletic Bilbao in the first leg of their Europa League semi-final. Goals from Casemiro and two from captain Bruno Fernandes put the Red Devils 3-0 to the good at half-time. Athletic had Danny Vivian sent off for a pullback in the box on Rasmus Højlund, which led to Bruno Fernandes scoring from the spot. Manager Ruben Amorim says it was the best result of his tenure so far.
No, I think it's the best result because nobody expect this result. But again, I think you saw two games today. The first 25 minutes and then after the goal. And also with the sent off, the game changed. That was a good thing. Also a good thing in the second half. We tried to be cautious. We create chances. But the most important thing is that the opponent didn't get many shots to our goal. And that was really important.
Harry Maguire created the first goal with a cross from the right as he resembled a flying winger rather than a centre-half. Casemiro put in a quality performance in front of the back three, while Bruno Fernandes continued his superb form. Amorim says it was important that the senior players stood up.
It's really important and they have to step up in this moment. So they are experienced, they are international players, they already played this moment, so they have to step up in this moment. That's why they are playing here and they are the most experienced players in this team. So I think that is natural.
Attention now turns to next week's second leg at Old Trafford, where United hope to go to their first European final since the 2017 Europa League final win over Ajax. Tottenham are their most likely opponents. Ange Postecoglou's side's hopes of ending the season with silverware remain firmly alive. They won the first leg of their semi-final 3-1 against Bodo Glimt. Dominic Solanke's penalty added to goals from Brennan Johnson and James Maddison in the first half. And Postecoglou says the performance was everything it needed to be.
Obviously, they scored the goal late, which doesn't, I think, reflect our dominance in the game. But yeah, if we repeat that performance next week, then it'll be enough for us to get through.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca insists winning any European competition would be special. Last night, their 4-0 first leg win in Sweden against Djurgården has put them in pole position to reach the Conference League final. Maresca was pleased with his team's performance, particularly on the artificial pitch in Stockholm.
Very happy with the result, with the performance. It's European competition semi-final, so it's very important. So it's a good experience, and for sure the next leg at home we're gonna finish our job. And hopefully we can reach the final.
The other semi-final in the Conference League, Real Betis won 2-1 against Fiorentina in Seville. The winner came from on loan Manchester United forward Anthony. Nottingham Forest missed the chance to return to third in the Premier League. They were beaten 2-0 at home to Brentford. It keeps Forest sixth and it was a big blow to their hopes of qualifying for the Champions League. Boss Nuno Espirito Santo says they'll do everything they can to qualify for Europe's top competition.
We are in this run because we deserve to be in this run. It's a tough one. But now that we have to give it all.
Looks like winger Callum Hudson-Odoi could be set for a spell on the sidelines. He was replaced at half-time last night with a suspected hamstring injury. One game tonight, Manchester City can move up to third place. If they avoid defeat at home to Wolves, goalkeeper Ederson could return for Pep Guardiola's side. Ireland defender Matt Doherty is expected to start on the right of a back three for an in-form Wolves team. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Eddie Howe has urged Newcastle to be ruthless this summer as their Premier League competitors attempt to comply with spending rules. Having not made a major signing in 3 transfer windows, they won't have to sell any players to meet with the profit and sustainability guidelines. The Newcastle boss hopes that means there's no chance top scorer Alexander Isak leaves the club.
He's not for sale from my perspective. I want to build a squad. I want the strongest squad possible for next season. I feel we have a strong squad, and I think if we can add some players for the first time in a few windows, that will make a massive, massive difference for us. So that's what I'm focusing on, not the other way around.
Some bad news for Newcastle on the injury front. Midfielder Joelinton has been ruled out for the rest of the season with a knee injury. Liverpool boss Arne Slot admits Sunday celebrations after winning the Premier League title at Anfield will live with him for the rest of his life. The win over Tottenham secured a first trophy for the Reds under their Dutch coach. Slot says he's received plenty of messages of congratulations from fans all over the world, including one from the man he replaced last summer, Jurgen Klopp.
Congratulations, so now you know how special of a club it is. Now you are part of the history as well, these kind of things. And he was really happy for me, for the players, for the staff, for the fans.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name model that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another big weekend of action in the SSC or Tricity Premier Division with games tonight and Bank Holiday Monday. Bohemians will look to continue their good form as they look to make it 4 wins in a row when they welcome Waterford to Dalymount Park. Centre half Rob Cornwall says it's testament to players for sticking by manager Alan Reynolds.
Yeah, 100%. And Rennie, like, listen, he's got a hard time for the whole year. He puts on a brave face. You don't really see any kind of emotion from him in training, which is good. He's stone cold, like. And it kind of just epitomises what he is. Like, he's resilient. He's getting a lot of pressure the last year. And to stay how he is and stick to the process and kind of, I know the cliche kind of stuff, but he's kind of, he lives and breathes it, like, so it's good to get the 3 wins, especially for him.
Waterford bounced back from a horror run last week when they beat Derry City 2-1. Padraig Amon scored the second goal at the RSC and will hope to add to his tally of 3 so far in the league this season. And after a tough number of weeks, Amon hopes this is the start of a turnaround.
No one wants to be in this position. It's been a really disappointing number of weeks for us, obviously losing a manager in the meantime, which nobody wanted to see happen, but as a group we've not got the right results, and we've let people down, and we need to get going straight away. Yeah, so no better time than the present. So hopefully we can turn a corner straight away against Derry and get back on track as soon as possible.
St. Pat's welcome Galway United to Richmond Park as Stephen Kenny and John Caulfield renew their rivalry. The Westerners are a point ahead of Pat's and were 2-1 winners earlier in the season. Saints boss Stephen Kenny says that considering the league is so tight, every game is crucial.
I do feel we should have more points, but we don't. But we're still in there, right in there, as you say. So we've got a tough week. I think every game is every 3 points is significant. You know, you have to really earn every 3 points. When you get 3 points, you should celebrate them because it's important. And we've got a big 9 points this weekend. Three teams, who had aspirations to maybe challenge for the league titles.
And you can hear live commentary of that game tonight. Just download the Go Loud app and search Off the Ball. Jonathan Higgins will be joined by Vinnie Perth on commentary. Champions Shelburne are back at the Ryan McBride Brandywell, where they won the league title last season. They faced Derry City. Shells are unbeaten in the last 7, but they've only picked up 2 wins on that run. Derry themselves are in 7th place, but are just 3 points off top spot. And their manager, Tiernan Lynch, says that his side has a point to prove after last week's defeat in Waterford.
Yeah, they just keep getting bigger and bigger. But listen, that's what we want. Coming off a disappointing Friday night, albeit we had a good week. And as I said, I think we've got an element of a point to prove now to ourselves. We felt like we let ourselves down on Friday night. We felt like we let the fans down on Friday night. And it was a below par performance that that we can't shy away from. We have to take squarely on the chin and try and put right.
And on the League of Ireland pod this week, Nathan Murphy was joined by Gareth McGlynn and Vinnie Perth to talk through all the week's action. McGlynn has been particularly impressed with Derry's new boy, Carl Winchester.
You like Winchester?
Big time. Very good. I mean, this guy's captain. He's played 500 times for Shrewsbury. He's captain Shrewsbury. He is a very good, a very, 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 very good player who is suited to League of Ireland. He's tall, he's wiry, he's lanky, he loves a tackle. I told you about the story up in Richmond and St. Pat's. St. Pat's took the start of the match, put it back to Forrester. Forrester went out to left back. Winchester left the bottom of the midfield, went straight up to Forrester and elbowed him right in the chest. Now, little did he know that Forrester's used to this and has been used to this. He wasn't going to derail him from the game, but that's him just laying the marker down, going, I'm here in this league. I know how difficult it is, and I'm going to lay down a few markers.
Did he not get sent off and cost Derry the game?
That was later on, though. He didn't yellow carded for the elbow.
And to hear the LOI pod in full, you can listen every week on the Go Loud app. Or if you prefer the OTP fix in glorious Technicolor, why not become a member on our YouTube channel? Sign up on offtheball.com/join. Shamrock Rovers take on Cork City at Turner's Cross. Rovers are without a win in their last three. They haven't won any of their Dublin derbies against Shelburne, Bohemians or St. Pat's, but they're still just a point off the top, and their former defender and current Celtic star Liam Scales thinks they'll be challenging at the top end come the end of the season.
They'll challenge 100%. They'll be up there. They could win it. You know, they'll be wanting to win it. I know what sort of club it is there, and I know who's in charge. Obviously, Steve Bradley, who coached me as well. I know still a lot of the players I played with there, and I know all of them will be desperate to win the league title back, especially after last season.
League leaders Drogheda will hope to bounce back from last week's defeat out west by Galway. They're out west again tonight. Kevin Doherty's side take on the bottom side, Sligo Rovers. Sligo are just 3 points adrift of Cork at the bottom and have just one win in the last five. And remember, you can give your voice to tonight's action and catch LOI Late Night with Cameron Hill, Johnny Ward and Shane Keegan, which will be available from 10 o'clock on X Spaces. Ireland and Shamrock Rovers midfielder Rúise Littlejohn believes more needs to be done to help take the game to the next level in Ireland. Littlejohn has 87 caps for Ireland and made the move to Rovers this season after her time with the London City Lionesses ended in January. The 34-year-old says more has to be done to help improve the standard of player being produced here.
To be honest, I knew obviously like the league here is not professional. I know Rovers and stuff are trying to push it forward and train a bit more. Like I said, that suited me well because of the sessions that I would do. But I kind of thought, okay, I had an expectation of what it would be like. And then being here, I've obviously been here, I don't know how many games I've played in now, five or six. And you can see the level and the standard. And I feel like we've got a long way to go. We've got a long way to go. So me being here, I would like to try and push that forward. I don't know how that works, who we speak to. Obviously, I've played in Scotland, I've played in Norway, I've played in England in the Championship and in the WSL, and I've seen the standard of football and where we have to catch up and get to. So hopefully being here, we can all come together and start pushing the league in the right direction.
Eric Dier has confirmed his move to Monaco on a three-year deal. The 31-year-old joined Bayern Munich initially on loan from Tottenham in January 2024 before he signed the 12-month deal last summer. He struggled for regular game time under Vincent Kompany this season, just 13 starts in the Bundesliga and 3 in the Champions League among 25 total appearances. He's decided not to extend his stay in Munich and will become a free agent. Vincent Kompany's side can seal the Bundesliga title with a win over RB Leipzig this weekend. Harry Kane is set to get his first winner's medal, but he'll miss that game due to a one-match suspension. The FAI has alleged that two Ireland under 15 players were victims of incidents of racism during their clash against the UAE on Thursday. Ireland, taking part in a competition in Italy, won the game 2-0 thanks to a brace from Shamrock Rovers forward Archie Quinn. It was a positive end to the week for the boys in green, who also drew 1-1 with the Czech Republic, lost 2-0 against Austria and beat Saudi Arabia 3-0. But the trip has been soured, with the FAI claiming three racist comments were made to two of the Irish players during that game against the UAE. Those alleged incidents were reported to the match officials and tournament organisers. And the FAI continues to deal with the eligibility of transgender women footballers on a player-by-player basis as it awaits a comprehensive review of the issue from FIFA. In England, transgender women will no longer be able to play in women's football from the 1st of June after the English FA updated its policy in light of last month's UK Supreme Court ruling regarding the Equality Act. While transgender women are not allowed to play in the SSE or Tricity Women's Premier Division due to UEFA and FIFA directives, they are allowed to participate at amateur and grassroots level. An FAI spokesperson said there are no immediate plans to follow the English FA's lead, but a review by the global governing body may lead to changes in policy. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back next week.